Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah continues with things which an animal can go out with on Shabbos into a public domain, even though they are not necessary to guard the animal, because they have other purposes, and therefore they are considered really part of the clothing of the animal, and not just something which the animal is carrying. So chamoritz b'mar da'as, a donkey can go out with a saddle on its back, since the saddle of a donkey is also used to warm up the donkey, since donkeys get cold very easily. So it can go with a saddle, b'sman shikashur alai, as long as the saddle is tied to the donkey. Because if it is not tied to the donkey, then it might fall off the donkey, in which case its owner might come to pick it up and carry it himself for 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. And that would be forbidden. Alright, Zechorim, male sheep, rams, Yotzim Levuvin, they can go out with their male part covered by a piece of cloth, and that was to prevent the male sheep from mating with the female sheep. Rechelos, female sheep, Yotzim Shechuzos, can go out with their tails tied, and that was to encourage them to mate with the male sheep. Or kavulos, their tails could be tied downwards, which was just a way to do the opposite in order to prevent them from mating with the male sheep. And they could also go out the chavunos with a cloth surrounding their entire wool, their entire body, and this was in order to stop their wool from getting dirty. And finally, ha'izim yotzis tzeruos, female goats can go with a piece of cloth tied under their udders, where their milk comes from, and then milk which would drop from their udders would be caught in this cloth. Now, all of these things and examples which we've given, since the animals go out like this the whole time, and it's become sort of part of their bodies and part of their clothing, so it's not considered to be that they're carrying it, and therefore they can go out like this into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yosi Oseh b'chulon, Rabbi Yosi forbids all of these cases, since because they're not a necessary thing, you don't need them for protection or to guard the animals, and therefore it is not considered clothing, and so they cannot go out like this on Shabbos. Chutz min harachelim hakavunos, except for the female sheep, which go out with a cloth covered around their entire body, in order that their wool doesn't get dirty, since that is considered like a regular item of clothing. So of course that can be brought out into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakama that all those things are permitted, with one exception. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'izim yotzeis tzeruos, the female goats can go with a piece of cloth under their udders, but not just to catch the milk. They can only go like this if it is tied tightly, such that liyabesh, it is in order to dry up the udder so that it stops producing milk. Avaloy lecholov, but not just in order to catch the milk, since when it was tied to catch the milk, it was tied quite loosely, and so there was a danger that it would become untied and fall off the animal, in which case the owner might pick it up and carry it for 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. And that will be forbidden, so to prevent that happening, Rabbi Yehuda says that this cloth can only be tied to the udder of the goat if it is tied tightly.